Okay. 所有
I thank the grace of our Lord.
今天晚上能够平安的，就到 Ada 跟各位弟兄姊妹一同见面。
I can come safely to Ada here and be with all our brothers and sisters.
我们昨天早晨离开香港。
Yesterday morning we left Hong Kong.
昨天晚上到 Dayton.
We arrived in Dayton last night.
今天下午就上来了。
And this afternoon we came over here.
也谢谢主给我们机会在这三天一同来寻求神丰富的恩典。
We also thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity that we can gather for 3 days and seek after His wonderful and abundant blessings.
我相信我们的聚集不是仰望人，乃是仰望主在我们中间。
I trust that our gathering is not to look to men, but rather to look to our Lord and His presence.
如果主自己不向我们说话，
If the Lord Himself would not speak to us,
我们这样的聚集必定过于突然。
And our gathering would have been in vain.
当我快要离开香港的时候，
When I was about to leave Hong Kong,
就得到湾区的消息，知道我们所敬爱的科士远监督回天家了。
I received news from the Bay Area.That we know that Elder Ko Shiyuan has been received by the Lord.
他是星期二下午被主接去。
He was received by the Lord on Tuesday in the afternoon.
今天早晨我有机会跟他的儿子通电话。
This morning I telephoned his son.
知道十二号上午在基督之家那边有追思礼拜。
And I learned that on In the morning, there will be a memorial service.
想起在中华福音神学院开始的时候，寇监督就给我们很大很大的帮助。
I recall in the beginning of a China Evangelical Seminary, Elder Ko gave us a great deal of help.
不只是在筹备的期间，更是在教学这一方面。他的贡献非常之大。
Not only in the preparation stage, but also as a teacher, he has made great contribution.
前不久，寇监督到中国大陆。
Not too long ago, Elder Ko visited China.
他也有机会在许多开放的教堂讲道。
He had opportunity to preach in many open churches.
并且在神学院也讲学。
Also taught in some seminaries.
我知道许多的人不同意这一件事情。
I realize that many disagree in this matter.
但是当Ko弟兄回来的时候，
But upon Brother Ko's return,
我们有很短的时间在香港见面。
We had a brief fellowship in Hong Kong.
因为第二天他要走，那一天我刚好从澳洲回到香港。
He was to leave the next day, and I had just coming back from another trip.
所以我只好回家冲凉，那么赶紧的到旅馆去跟他谈半个小时的时间。
So I took a shower and then hurried to the hotel and met him for about half an hour.
他自己那天晚上在灵粮堂要证道。
He was to preach in church. That evening,
当我们交通的时候，寇弟兄就一直有一个盼望。
When we were having our fellowship, Brother Ko expressed that he has a hope.
就是在国内的弟兄姊妹真是有一个合一的灵。
And that is the brothers and sisters in mainland China that they may have an one accord and a unity of spirit.
我想我们今天能够纪念神重用的仆人。也是一件美事。
I think today we can remember a servant that has been used by the Lord. It is a good thing.
我相信在我们中间有许多弟兄姊妹，从寇监督的身上也有很丰富的领受。
I trust that there are many of us among here that you have received wonderful blessings through this brother.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们今天晚上安静在你面前，纪念你所使用的仆人寇监督。
Our loving Heavenly Father, Tonight we come quietly before you in remembering your faithful servant, Elder Cole.
谢谢主，他今天在主那里。
Lord, we thank you that today he is with you.
当我们自己要想到我们基督徒的盼望的时候，
When we are to think about the hope of us Christians,
我们仰望主的再来。
Lord, we look forward to your coming again.
主啊，我们就听说我们所敬爱的寇监督回到主那里去了。
And we have heard that the one whom we love, Elder Cole, has returned to you.
求主纪念他的家人。
Lord, we ask that you remember his family.
特别纪念寇师母。
Especially Mrs. Cole.
并且纪念他们的孩子。
And their children.
愿主分别与他们同在。
May our Lord be with each one of them.
主啊，我们恳切地祈求你让这些孩子一个一个像父亲一样一生忠心地侍奉你。
Lord, we pray that each one of them will be like their father and serving you the rest of their life faithfully.
求主你悦纳他们的奉献，使用他们一切的工作。
Lord, may that you find pleasure in their consecration of themselves and you use them mightily.
主，我们把今天晚上的聚会交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit this evening into your hands.
愿主与我们同在。
May you be with each one of us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I have been instructed this evening to speak in English.
大会告诉我今天晚上我要用英语讲道。
And I must tell you that it is an exercise in extreme frustration.
我觉得这样的练习很不容易。
To face a congregation of Chinese brothers and sisters and to speak to you in English.
就是面对中国的会众，然后要跟你们讲英文。
But that's all right. The scripture tells us to be humble and obedient.
圣经教导我们要谦卑，要顺服。
So this evening I will 乖乖的听话。
恭敬无备。
Actually, Mrs. Taylor and I had the privilege of serving the Lord for 25 years in Taiwan.
我感谢神，戴师母跟我，神赐福给我们，让我们有机会在台湾服侍主25年。
I had hardly got here before one sister came up and she said, "You baptized me 20 years ago."
我刚到这里，就有一位姐妹告诉我说，20年以前你为我施洗。
Sorry, we've really confused them this evening.
Because we want a Mandarin.
Thank you. That's Sister Lei, right? No, I thought so. I haven't seen her in so many years. And I'm sure that there are many here this evening that I should recognize you, but you will forgive Jian Wan Lao 先生.
在座有多很多人，你也许我应该记得的，但是希望你们饶恕我。
The last 11 years, Mrs. Taylor and I were serving in Singapore.
过去11年，戴师母跟我在新加坡服侍主。
And now, more recently, the last 2 years, our home has been in Hong Kong.
那最近这两年呢，我们是在香港。
And it is a real joy to be able to give our full attention to Chinese ministries.
我们觉得我们能够专心的来做中国的事工，是我们很高兴的事。
God is at work in the Chinese church today.
神实在今天是在华人的教会当中在工作。
This is evident in China. It's evident in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore. It's evident in North America.
无论在大陆，无论在台湾、香港、新加坡，在北美，我们都看见这些现象。
And we rejoice in the work of the Holy Spirit in the Chinese church.I hope to share with you these days something of what I have observed in the work of the Lord and of His Spirit in the church.
我盼望在这几天有机会跟各位分享圣灵在他教会当中所做的一些事情。
Just 2 weeks ago, Mrs. Taylor and I were in Chongqing and later in Beijing.
两个礼拜以前，戴师母跟我在重庆，然后后来又去北京。
And the contacts we had with friends, with Christian brothers and sisters, gave us tremendous inspiration.
当我们接触的那里的朋友弟兄姐妹实在对我们有很大的感动。
They share with us a common hope.
他们跟我们都同有一个盼望。
A hope of the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督的再来。
And they too are serving with that hope in mind.
他们也是存着这样的盼望来侍奉主。
Join me in turning together to the scripture, please.
让我们一同来打开圣经。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
先看哥林多前书第十五章。
We're reading from verse 3 through verse 15.
我们从第三节读到第十五节。
先念中文就好了。
哥林多前书第十五章第三节开始。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，缺也有已经碎了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一样，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会，然而我这今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在，不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
Let's read together verse 16.
让我们一同来读十六节。
因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。Next, let's turn together to Colossians chapter 1.
我们再看哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 24 to 29.
24到29节。哥罗西书第一章24到29节。现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我们里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Finally, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
最后彼得前书第一章第三到第五节。彼得前书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显于你们的救恩。
The foundation of our hope,
我们盼望的基础。
In verse 3 here of 1 Peter, we are told that the foundation of our hope is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书第一章第三节这里告诉我们，我们盼望的基础是在于那位复活的耶稣基督。
Both Peter and Paul make this declaration.
Peter says that it is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得说是我们主耶稣基督的父神他曾造自己的大怜悯借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们叫我们有活泼的盼望
When Paul was on trial before the Jews and also before the rulers
当保罗在犹太人或者在那些在位掌权者面前受审问的时候
He also declared that the reason for his trial was the for the hope of the resurrection. Actually, friends, if we look at Christianity against all other religions, the most striking difference between the faith we have as Christians and all other religions is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
基督徒的信仰跟其他任何宗教的信仰的比较最大的差别就是我们那位复活的耶稣基督
In no other religion do the followers say that their founder is God
没有任何其他的宗教他们会说他们的教主是神
That he rose from the dead
或者说他从死里复活
And that he is alive today changing men and women's lives
或者说他今天仍然活着而且要改变男女各样的人的生命
Truly we can say that the resurrection
四节
and verse 17
还有第十七节
If Christ has not been raised then our preaching is in vain
如果基督没有复活我们所讲的就是徒然
Also your faith is in vain If Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. And you are still in your sins. In other words, Paul actually states that it is through the resurrection that you and I have the power of a transformed life.
保罗自己明说说是因为借着基督耶稣的复活你跟我才可能有一个新的生命
Now, what are the basic facts about Christ?
关于耶稣基督有一些最重要的事实是哪一些呢
I think that from history we can see three basic facts
我觉得从历史上面来看我们只有三个重要的事实
First, that 1990 years ago, Jesus Christ walked on this earth.
第一就是1990年以前，耶稣基督曾经在这个世上活着。
In fact, the calendar that most of us follow is based on the coming of Jesus to the earth.
那今天我们大部分的人所用的日历就是按照耶稣基督在这个世上的这一段日子。
The second fact is that this Jesus Christ was crucified.
第二点呢，就是耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
And the third fact is that 3 days later, the body of Jesus was gone from the tomb.
第三个事实就是三天以后，耶稣的身体不在坟墓里了。
The interesting thing is that both friend and foe acknowledge that the body was gone.
最奇妙的就是无论是耶稣的朋友或是那些敌对耶稣的都承认说在坟墓里没有耶稣的身体。
Many of these were actually eyewitnesses.
许多这些人甚至于是亲眼看见。
There was also the Roman historian Josephus.
而且也有罗马的历史家约瑟夫他的见证
And in AD 90 he made this comment
在公元90年他怎么说
He said Christ was a wise and good man
他说基督是一个很有智慧是一个好人
Pilate crucified him
但是比拉多把他钉在十字架上
And his disciples report that he appeared alive to them 3 days after the crucifixion
然后他的门徒都在那里报告说三天以后他被钉子以后三天他向门徒显现
There was also another Roman historian who also recorded the crucifixion of Jesus by Pilate
另外一个罗马的历史学家也同样的记载耶稣基督被比拉多钉死
Now let's just look together for a few minutes this evening at this great fact of the resurrection.
让我们今天晚上有一点点的时间，我们看一下这个复活的这个事实。
I would like to look at it with you, because it is the foundation of our hope.
我愿意跟你们一同来探讨，因为这是我们盼望的基础。
If Jesus is still dead, if he's still buried, then why are we looking for his return?
如果耶稣仍然是在坟墓里，仍然是在埋葬在那里，为什么我们要等待他回来呢？
No, the tomb was empty.
不是的，他的坟墓是空的。
And that's the first thing that I want to look at with you.
这个是头一个我要跟大家一起看的事。
As we look at the evidences of the resurrection.
让我们看看这个复活的一些证据。
The very first evidence is the empty tomb.
第一个证据就是那个坟墓是空的。
This was attested by the disciples and also by the enemies of Jesus.
无论是耶稣的门徒，无论是反对耶稣的人，都证明了这个事。
I think that we can say there are really only three reasons, three possibilities why that tomb was empty.
我们想，为什么那个坟墓是空的呢？大概只有三个理由可能。
First of all, was the reason that the disciples came as.The enemy said, and took the body away.
第一个可能呢，就好像那些抵挡耶稣的人说，门徒来了，把耶稣的尸体给挪走了。
And there are people that say that it was the disciples that perpetrated this kind of deceit.
所以有人说是门徒故意造成这么的一个说法。
But is this really possible?
那我们想一想，这真是可能吗？
Those disciples had no hope of the resurrection.
你知道当时门徒对于复活他们并没有这样的一个盼望。
When Jesus had talked about it to them, they just did not believe.
当耶稣生前的时候跟他们讲，他们完全不信。
They were filled with fear and despair.
他们满了都是惧怕、恐惧、失望。
We know that Pilate had also posted a guard at the tomb. How then could these disciples tackle those Roman soldiers?
我们也晓得比拉多也差遣兵丁守住这个坟墓。那这些门徒怎么样去敌对这些兵丁呢？
That would not have been an easy task.
根本不是很简单的事。
But listen to me for a moment.
但是先请你们听一听。
According to the scripture, year after year, they preach the resurrection.
根据圣经的记载，他们年年如是地宣告说耶稣复活了。
Do you think God would have blessed their ministry if year after year it was based on a lie?
如果他们的宣讲根据是一个谎言，你想神会赐福他们这样的服事吗？
And yet more and more people were believing.
是很奇妙的，越来越多的人相信。
If they were preaching a lie,
如果他们宣告的是一个谎言，
Do you think that they would be willing to face death, prison, and death to preach a lie?
你相信他们会就是不顾死、不顾下监而去宣告一个谎言吗？
I don't think there is anyone here this evening that would be prepared on the basis of a fabricated story to face death.
我相信今天晚上在座的没有人会愿意为着一个捏造的一个故事而去死。
And yet we know those.Disciples were told not to preach about it, and they went right ahead and preached the resurrection of Jesus.
那我们知道，虽然使徒常常被禁止说要这样宣告，可是他们还是一直的宣告耶稣的复活。
Do you really think the disciples did it?
你真的想门徒真的把耶稣的尸体挪走吗？
What do you know about human personality?
你到底对于人性你认识多少？
If 12 of us here, 11 of us here came together.
如果我们当中十一个人聚在一起，
and we had a conspiracy to deceive the world.
那我们有一个计谋要欺骗这个世界。
Now, maybe for 1 week, we could stick together.
也许一个礼拜我们可以心灵连心的同样的说。
And I would stand with you, and you would stand with me.
那我会跟你联手，你也会跟我联手。
But after a week,It would be pretty boring.
过了一个礼拜了，大概就觉得没有什么意思。
And what in the world are we doing anyway? Just perpetrating this kind of falsehood.
如果我们这是在捏造一个故事，我们在干嘛呢？
And after a while, one day you're going to make me mad.
所以过了一阵，有一天呢，你就会让我很生气。
And I'm going to say I'm going to call in the press.
那我就会说我要招所有的新闻记者来。
And I'm going to tell them the truth about this.
我要把这个真的事实告诉他。
Let the world know that we've been lying all the time.
让世界知道说我们之前捏造一个事实。
The fact is that not one of the disciples ever called in the press to tell them that they've been telling a lie.
但事实上呢，从来没有任何的一个使徒说要照这些新闻记者来证明说这个是假的。
I don't mean that they never had any differences of opinion.
我并不是说他们常常没有曾经有说意见不一的时候。
They had differences of opinion.
当然他们有不同的。
And Paul scolded Peter for his hypocrisy.
保罗曾经的责备彼得，觉得他是假冒为善。
But it was never concerning the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
但是从来不是为着这个复活的事实而相争的。
Never did one of these important disciples arise to say, "Let me tell you the truth. We've been lying all the time."
从来没有任何一个使徒站起来说，让我告诉你吧，我们一直都在撒谎。
Well, I don't think those disciples took the body away.
我不相信那些使徒把主的身体。
Well, then we will say it must be the enemies that did it.
那我们再看第二个可能，就是说那些抵挡耶稣的人，也许是他们干的。
The Pharisees, the scribes, the religious leaders.
那些法利赛人，那些文士，那些宗教的领袖。
They had seen Jesus killed.
他们看见耶稣被杀了。
Now they want to get rid of the body.
然后他们愿意把这个尸体丢掉。
Maybe they didn't want people to be worshiping the body.
也许他们不愿意人又去敬拜这个尸体。
Maybe that was their motivation.
也许这就是他们的动机。
But how would these enemies, the religious leaders, come and tackle the guard that was standing at the tomb?
但是这些宗教的领袖又怎么去抵挡那些守住墓的兵丁呢？
And after a while, we discover it was these religious leaders that really did not want.Any of the disciples preaching about the resurrection. They took Peter and John and they said, "Stop preaching the resurrection." And Peter and John said, "What we've seen and heard, we cannot but speak."
但是彼得跟约翰说，我们所看见的，我们所听的，大会结束以前，我们会有圣餐。
For nearly 2,000 years, that communion service has been observed to commemorate the death and resurrection of Jesus.
过去差不多2000年，一直有信徒有圣餐，就是要纪念主耶稣的死和他的复活。
Yes, the transformation of the disciples is a convincing proof of the resurrection.
是的，这些门徒他们生命的改变，实在见证了基督的复活。
Paul in Philippians chapter 3 speaks of the power of the resurrection.
保罗在腓立比书第三章讲到这个复活的能力。
Their lives were completely changed.
他们的生命是完全转变。
What an amazing account that is.And friends, I believe that here this evening, many of us can testify to the transforming power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in our personal lives.
亲爱的朋友，我相信今天晚上在座当中有许多人能够见证复活的基督如何改变了他们的生命。
May I share my personal testimony with you?
我可不可以跟你分享一下我自己个人的见证？
You've already been told that I was born in China.
你们已经知道了，我是在中国出生的。
I know you don't fit. It doesn't look like it.
说我看起来不像。
But the Bible tells us not to look on the outward appearance.
不要按外貌看人。
Maybe some of us here are like hard-boiled eggs.
也许我们像那个熟的鸡蛋。
And some of us here are like bananas.
我们当中也有一些像香蕉。
But we won't argue about that tonight.
我们今天晚上不要为这个辩论。
I was born in China.
我是在中国出生。
In the city of Kaifeng, 河南开封。
在河南省的开封。
And then I went to Shandong Province to Yantai to Qifu, where I attended school for nearly 10 years.
然后我在烟台上学，差不多上了十年。
Until the Sino-Japanese War broke out, and then we were guests of the Japanese in a concentration camp for 3 years.
中日战争以后，我们在集中营有三年。
It was not until I left that concentration camp that I really came to know Jesus Christ.
是我正要离开这个集中营的时候，我才真正的认识主耶稣基督。
It was not because I am the great grandson of Hudson Taylor.
并不是因为我是 戴德生的曾孙。
Not because my parents are Christians.
也不是因为我的父母都是基督徒。
It is not because I went to a Christian school.
也不是因为我上了一个教会的学校。
I thank God for all of that.
当然，我为那一切我都感谢。
But not one of those factors made me a Christian.
但是所有那些事实都不能够让我成为一个基督徒。
We need a personal experience of Jesus Christ.
我们必须个别的亲自的经历主耶稣基督。
When I was in the Japanese concentration camp,
当我在日本的集中营的时候
，one of my classmates asked me.
我有一个同学这么问我。
He said, "When we get out of this camp, what are you one thing I will never do?"
那我就告诉他，有一件事我知道我永远不会做。
哎，我 he said, "What is that?"
他说什么事啊
？I said, "I will never be a missionary to China."
到中国的宣教士。
Do you know why I said that?
你知道我为什么这么说呢
？Because when I was a naughty boy, my teachers would remind me of my parents and my grandparents and my great grandparents.
当我小的时候顽皮的时候，我的老师常常提醒我的父母、我的祖父、我的曾祖父。
都把他们搬出来了。I was so angry. So I said one thing I will never do.
我就很为着这些很生气。所以我就说这件事我一定不会做。
But let me warn you, young people here, be careful what you say. You will never do.
但是年轻人，我告诉你，小心你要说什么，你永远不会做的。
Sometimes the Lord makes us eat our own words.
有的时候，神让我们自己食言。
After we got out of the concentration camp.
当我们离开集中营以后。
Actually, for 5.5 years, I had not seen my parents.
有五年多的时间，我没有见到我的父母。
They were in Hofang in Free China.
他们是在后方。
And we had not seen each other for 5.5 years.
五年半我们彼此没有见面。
And then on September the 11th, 1945, we were reunited in Shanxi province.
但是在1945年9月11号，我们在陕西重聚。
And I cannot tell you this evening what a family reunion that was.
晚上我没有办法到去形容当时的重聚是什么一回事。
The four of us children who had come out of the Japanese concentration camp.
我们孩子四个人离开日本的集中营。
We came back home.
我们回到家。
And then we began a few months later our preparation to leave China.
然后几个月以后我们就准备离开中国。
And traveled from Xi'an down to Henan.And in, while we were in Henan, my parents received a letter from Anhui Province.
当我们在荷兰的时候，我父母接到一封从安徽来的信。
They asked if my parents would come and lead in a revival meeting.
他们邀请我的父母愿不愿意去领一个奋兴会。
They agreed to go.
父母答应了要去。
And my father said to me, "Son, would you like to go with us?"
那我父亲就问我说，你愿不愿意跟我们一起去？
He didn't ask my two sisters or my two brothers.
他没有问我两个。姐妹也没有问我其他两个兄弟。
He just asked me.
他只是问我。
I'm the eldest son.
因为我是最大的。
And I guess he thought I needed it most.
也许我想他大概觉得我最需要。
So he said, "Son, would you like to go with us?"
他说，儿子，你要跟我们一起去吗
？And I tell you frankly, I didn't want to go.
简单的说，我事实上并不愿意去。
But I didn't have the face to say to my father, "No, I don't want to go."
但是我没有脸跟他们说我不愿意去。
You know, I was born in China, and I was more like a Chinese youngster in respect to my parents.
因为我在中国出生，我就好像中国的孩子啊，尊敬父母。
But I thought to myself, "Why am I going?"
但是我自己想，我去干嘛呢
？Ah, I said, "I know. I'm going to see the scenery."
我说我知道，我去看去游玩。
I'm going as a tourist.Because I've never been to Anhui before.
因为我从来没有到过安徽。
So although my father thought, good boy, you're coming with us.
虽然我父亲想，哎，好孩子啊，你要跟我们来。
But actually, I was very bad.
其实我心中是很糟糕。
I was not going to hear the gospel. I was going to see the scenery.
因为我并不是要去听福音，我要去游玩。
Maybe some of the young people here tonight have come for the same reason. But let me tell you, in Isaiah chapter 55,
但是让我告诉你，在以赛亚书五十五章
it tells us that God's ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
他告诉我们，上帝的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
I thought I was so smart.
我以为我很聪明。
But actually, God, in His gracious mercy, was taking me to a rendezvous with destiny.
但 是神在他怜悯的慈爱当中，他把我带到一个让我生命有一个转机。
During those 5 or 6 days of revival meeting,
在那五六天的奉信会当中
every night I went to the service.
每一天晚上我都去那聚会。
During the day, I was out walking and enjoying my new friends, Chinese friends that I had made there in Bozhou.
白天的时候我就到处看，而且认识一些新的朋友。
And I watched in those evening services.
然后在这些晚上的聚会当中，我就观察。
Some of the older people had been worshiping idols all their lives.
有许多年老的人，他们终生本来都是拜偶像的。
40, 50 years.
甚至于拜偶像有40年、50年。
Some of them had been on a vegetarian diet.
有一些吃素的。
And here they came to the services.And I saw some of the old ladies with their tiny bound feet coming to the service. And I thought, what is the power that is drawing them to the service? And they not only came to listen, they opened their hearts to believe in Jesus.And I discovered that they had come to realize that their idols have ears but do not hear their prayers. Those idols have eyes but they cannot see. They have hands but they cannot help.
他们有手可是不能够帮助。
They have feet and they cannot walk.
他们有脚但是不能行路。
And they came to know the creator of the heavens and the earth. The one who made us. I was deeply moved. But the thing that really hit home to me was when I watched the young people who are now my friends at the closing few days of the service open their hearts and accept Jesus.
在最后的几天他们也来接受耶稣。
And it seemed as I watched them come to believe in Jesus.
当我看着他们怎么样来信耶稣。
It seemed that a voice within me said to me,
就好像我里头也有一个声音告诉我说,
You deserve to die.
你知道吗?你配的是死亡。
You were born in a Christian home.
虽然你生在一个基督徒的家里。
You've gone to a Christian school.
你也到基督教的学校念书。
You've heard the gospel all your life.And still you reject. Here are young people who are hearing the gospel for the first time. And they are believing in Jesus. You deserve to die. And then the voice within me said, You've been for 3 years in a Japanese concentration camp. You didn't starve to death.There were many who died in the camp. There were many Chinese friends who were killed by the Japanese. You didn't die. And you don't understand how to be grateful. You deserve to die. You know, that voice within me, I could not take it. Because I know it was true.I was ungrateful. I rejected the gospel. I thought I could trust myself. I went to see my father. I said, Father, I see that these Chinese young people are believing in Jesus. Can I accept Jesus too? He said, Son, of course you can.And I remember that night kneeling at the bedside and really weeping as I confessed my sin. There are some people who say that Christianity is a foreign religion. But this young man saw Chinese young people believe in Jesus, and I believe because of that.So I think that the reason I am a Christian today is because Chinese young people helped me to see that Jesus is the true and living God.
相信今天我能够成为一个基督徒，是那些中国的年轻人帮助我
Look at the transformation of these disciples. And I join them this evening in testifying to the power of the resurrection. Fourthly, the disciples went out to preach about Jesus. In fact, they made the witness of the resurrection a condition for choosing a replacement for Judas. You read through the book of Acts. You will discover very quickly in their messages that the resurrection is central to their preaching. I'm afraid today, very often, we have neglected the message of the resurrection to our own detriment. At least 30 times in the book of Acts do they make reference in their messages to the resurrection. The religious leaders tried to stop them. The scholars in Athens made fun of them. Felix, the official of the Romans, also said that Paul was out of his mind. But Paul still declares that if there is no resurrection, then our preaching is in vain. I wonder if you've read the biography of Pastor Xi Shengmo. If you haven't, you have a real treat in store. I don't know whether our book table, if we have a book table or not, and if we do, whether it has Pastor Xi's biography. If you have a chance to read it, you must by all means. Here was a Chinese scholar. Ah, yeah, he was a Shucai, that's right. But he was hooked on opium. But God wonderfully changed his life. Do you know how his life was changed? There was a missionary in Shanxi province. And he knew that Chinese scholars like to write essays. And so he put on an essay writing contest. He set the theme of the contest. And then he also provided all of the research material that they needed to use to write the essay. And Xi Shengmo liked to write essays so much that he actually signed up 3 times. And his name was different each time. And when they judged the papers, he took 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place. And then he had a real problem on his hands. How do you come and get the prize? So he sent somebody else to get prize 3. Somebody else to get prize 2. And he came to get prize 1. But the missionary said, no. Who wrote the essays? And Xi Shengmo had to come and admit that he wrote all 3 of them. His life was completely changed. He became a power of God in Shanxi province. Last year, I had the first visit that I have ever made to Shanxi province. To Taiyuan. And there I discovered the power of that man's changed life still at work in Shanxi province. He went out to preach about the resurrection of Jesus. He not only told how he was able to break the habit of opium, but he also helped others to break that habit.
上戒的鸦片，而且他也帮助别人去戒鸦片。
But I think there is a fifth reason that we cannot omit this evening.
我觉得今天晚上还有第五个原因我们不能够不讲的。
We're speaking tonight about the foundation of our hope.
今天晚上我们是提到我们盼望的基础。
The resurrection.And on what basis do we claim that there is a resurrection?
那我们凭着什么说基督已复活呢？
The empty tomb.
第一就是说在坟墓是空的。
The appearances of Jesus.
基督多次的显现。
The transformation of the disciples.
门徒生命的转变。
The preaching of the disciples.
然后门徒他们的宣告。
But what about the spread of the gospel, the spread of the church around the world?
那福音的传开又怎么样呢？
And if you could join me this evening on a trip to China.
如果今天晚上你能够陪着我一同到中国去。
And to see what God has done over the past 40 years.
然后看过去40年神所做的一切。
See the power of the resurrection that has been at work in the lives of people all over China.
你就会看见主复活的大能在中国各处人的身上做工。
I remember in 1987, I made my first visit to Xinjiang province.
记得1987年我头一次去新疆。
And I was told by a pastor in Urumqi that there are 10,000 Christians in all of Xinjiang province.
一个牧师告诉我在新疆全省大概有10,000个信徒。
But do you know that just a few days ago, I received a letter from that pastor?
就是几天以前我再接到一个那位牧师的信。
Only 7 years have passed.
过去七年已经过了。
And he tells me there are now 30,000 Christians in Xinjiang province.
他告诉我现在新疆有30,000个基督徒。
God is at work in China today.
所以神今天的确在中国大大的做工。
You see the transformation of life.
你会看见生命的转变。
We'll come further to this in the tomorrow.
明天我们会继续提到这一点。
But I want to close this evening with a final testimony.
但是今天晚上结束以前，我要做一个见证。
It is not about within China.
不是关于中国。
It's a testimony from outside of China.
是在中国以外发生的一个见证。
3 years ago, I had the privilege of going to Australia.
三年以前我有机会到澳洲去。
And during that time, I was ministering in Melbourne and Sydney.
我在墨尔本，在雪梨，在那里服事。
One Sunday afternoon in Melbourne, I was invited to speak to students and scholars from China.
有一天下午在墨尔本，他们邀请我向一些从中国来的学生学者讲道。
I've never had an experience like that before in my life.
在我以前一生从来没有类似这样的经验。
I wasn't in China.
我不是在中国。
I was in Melbourne.
我是在澳洲墨尔本。
And all the more than 300 students that came that afternoon were from China.
那天我下午来的300多个人当中全部都是从中国来。
Not from Hong Kong and Taiwan.
他们并不是从香港来，也不是从台湾来。
They were not invited.
他们也没有被邀请。
The onlystudents, 留学生 from China were invited.
只邀请了从中国大陆来的留学生。
300 plus came to the service.
超过300人来到这个聚会。
I preached an evangelistic message.
我在那天向他们传福音。
I preached for an hour and a half.
我讲了一个半小时。
In Mandarin without any interpretation.
我是用国语讲，没有翻译。
Nobody moved.
没有一个人动。
Even though I preached so long.
虽然我讲这么长，
they sat quietly listening.
他们坐在那里很安静地听。
And then as the service came to a conclusion, I became frightened.
然后当这个聚会快要结束的时候，我自己心里很慌。
I didn't know how to finish the service.
我不知道要怎么样结束那个聚会。
I thought if I give an invitation and ask them to put up their hand or come forward.
我想如果我邀请他们觉知举手或者到前面来，
Is there somebody in the congregation taking down names?
会不会会众当中会有人把名字记下来？
And then I get them into trouble.
这样子的话，我就为他们惹了很大的麻烦。
I didn't want to do that.
当然我不愿意这样做。
Then I thought, but they've been sitting here for an hour and a half.
但是我想他们又坐在这里已经坐了一个半小时。
If anybody is taking down names, they must have taken down all the names already.
如果有人记名的话，他们应该已经记了所有的名字了。
话，大概所有的名字老早已经记下来。
So, I just decided to go ahead and give an invitation.
所以我就决定，不管怎么样，我要邀请他们。
And I said to that congregation.
所以我对这个会众说。
Said, friends, you know the parameters of your freedom better than I do.
我说，朋友，你知道你到底有多少自由，你比我更清楚。
And this afternoon, if you would like to accept Christ.
今天下午，如果你愿意接受耶稣基督
，and you feel free to open your heart to believe in Him，
你觉得你可以自由地敞开你的心来信靠耶稣。
I want you to come forward, and I'd like to pray with you。
我邀请你到前面来，我愿意为你祷告。
That's all I said。
那我就说了这么多。
Everybody stood, and we sang the song。
所有全体站起来，我们唱诗。
79 came forward to accept Christ that afternoon。
那天下午，79个人到前面来接受耶稣基督。
God was at work.
神在那里做工。
The power of the resurrection was changing lives.
你知道复活的大能是要改变生命。
The next night was totally different.
第二个晚上完全不一样。
I really felt bad at the end of the service.
在这个聚会的结束的时候，我心里感觉的不是很好。
I just felt that nothing had happened that night.
我感觉到好像什么都没有再发生。
I was tired.
我非常的累。
And I was discouraged.
我也有一点失望。
And everybody had left the church.
每一个人都出去了。
And then a man came back in.
然后有一个人他又跑回来。
And he said, may I speak to you, sir?
他说，先生，我可以跟你谈一谈吗？
I said, sure.
是。
He said, I have a question to ask you.
他说，我有一个问题要请问你。
Why?Has it taken so long for the gospel to take root in Chinese society?
他说，为什么让这个福音扎根在中国要这么长的时间呢？
Is it that there is something intrinsically contradictory between the gospel and Chinese culture?
他说，在中国的文化跟福音当中是不是有一些很基本的差别呢？
And I was thinking, how must I best answer this question which he has posed?
我要怎么样回答他这个问题呢？
And he didn't let me answer his question.
但是他没有让我回答他。
He just went right on talking.
他就继续讲。
He said, "Sir, let me tell you."
他说，先生，让我告诉你。
I am a humanist.
他说，我是一个人文主义者。
I never believed that I need religion.
我从来不相信我需要宗教。
I just trust myself.
我就是信靠我自己。
But he said, after June 4, my thinking was completely changed.
但是他说六四以后，我的思想完全改变。
I knew I was wrong.
我知道我是错的。
And then he said, 2 weeks ago, I had a dream.
他说两个礼拜以前我做了一个梦。
And in my dream, I saw myself climbing these steps.
他说在我梦中，我就发现自己一直在爬一些台阶。
Now, you understand what that means.
我相信你了解这是什么意思。
In Chinese thinking, he was improving himself.
在中国人的思想里面，他不断地往上爬。
And he said, I reached the top.
他说我一直爬到最高。
And I was so proud, I had made it.
我说我好高兴啊，我自己到了最高峰。
I looked around with deep satisfaction. I was at the top.
那我很满足地四围看一看，我自己已经爬到顶。
But he said, then I looked up.
他说然后我就往上看。
And in my dream, high above me, I saw someone standing.
他说，在我的梦中，我就看见在我上面高高的有人站在那里。
And when I looked carefully, I saw it was Jesus.
当我仔细地看的时候，我看见耶稣。
And Jesus was speaking to me.
耶稣在那里向我说话。
And he said, Professor Lee, you are trusting yourself too much.
他说，李教授啊，你太过信靠自己了。
I could hardly believe my ears.
我真的不敢相信我的耳朵。
And I said to Professor Lee, would you like to pray?
那我就告诉这个李教授，我说你愿不愿意祷告？
He laughed and he said, I've never prayed in my life.
他就笑，他说我一生从来没有祷告。
我不会祷告。I don't know how to pray.
说我不会祷告。
Well, I said, you know, you and I have never met before.
那我就跟他说，我说我们以前从来没有见过面。
But tonight we could talk together.
但是今天晚上我们在谈话。
Maybe you've never met God before.
也许你从来没有遇过神。
But you can also talk to him.
但是你也可以跟他说话。
Let me tell you what to do.
让我告诉你该怎么做。
I will pray a sentence and then you repeat after me.
我说我会一句一句的带着你祷告的。
I just felt so small.
我感觉我自己那么微小。
Here I was, a foreign brother, helping a professor of philosophy to pray for the very first time.
我是个外国的人，我来帮助一个哲学的教授头一次上圣道。
And yet my heart was just filled with a joy that I cannot describe tonight.
但是我当时心里真是满有喜乐。
Because I just simply prayed that evening using all that Professor Lee had told me already.
所以我只是用李教授他已经告诉我的那些话来带着他祷告。
And sentence by sentence, he prayed after me.
然后一句一句的，他就随着我祷告。
I left the next day.
第二天我就离开那边。
I didn't know what happened to him.
我不知道什么事情在发生。
This year, at Easter time,
今年复活节的时候，
I was back in Australia.
我再一次回到澳洲。
This time I was in Sydney.
这一次我到了雪梨。
The second service had just ended.
去了第二次的聚会刚刚结束。
And a gentleman came up to me.
有一个男士来到我面前。
And his wife was standing beside him.
他带着他的太太。
And his daughter and son.
还有他的女儿，他的儿子。
And he said, "Do you remember me?"
他说你记得我吗？
I said, "You must be Professor Lee."
我说你一定是李教授。
He said, "That's right."
好的，是。
He said, "I have been baptized."
他说我已经受洗了。
And my wife has been baptized.
我太太也受洗。
And my daughter has been baptized.
女儿也受洗了。
Only my son, he has only just come from China.
只有我的儿子，他刚刚才从中国来。
We haven't had time to preach to him yet.
我们还没有机会来得及跟他。
But we will.
但是我们会的。
We are all Christians.
我们都是基督徒。
The power of the resurrection.
知道复活的大能。
The foundation of our faith.
那就是我们信心的基础。
Yes, as we look forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，当我们期望耶稣的再来。
That hope is grounded in the resurrection of Jesus.
那个盼望是建基在基督的复活。
He said he would rise again.
他说他要从死里复活。
He said he would come again.
他也说他会再来。
He is utterly faithful.
他总是忠于他的话。
What he says, he will do.
凡是他说的，他都必行。
Because he lives.
因为他活着。
You and I may live.
所以我们就可以活着。
Life more abundant.
我们可以活得更有意义。
Because he lives, you and I may have that hope, a hope that stretches to eternity.
因他活着，我们就有一个盼望，这个盼望是直存到永远。
Shall we pray together?
让我们一起祷告。
In the quietness of this closing moment of our service tonight,
让我们今天在这个聚会结束的时候，我们安静。
Has the power of the resurrection brought new life to you?
我们请问，基督复活的大能有没有曾经带给你生的新的生命？
Have you experienced that transforming grace?
你是不是已经经历过这样转变生命的恩典呢？
Are you daily living in the power of the resurrection?
你是不是每天都活在这个复活的大能中间？
Not I, but Christ liveth in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Quietly think about that for a moment as you pray.
让我们安静地想一想。
Risen Lord, we have come into your presence tonight.
复活的主，今天晚上我们来到你的面前。
And we pray that you will speak to each of our hearts.
我们祈求你向每一个人的心中说话。
You transformed those disciples.
主啊，你转变了那些门徒。
You empowered them to be your witnesses.
你赐给他们能力成为你的见证。
Lord, we pray that the power of the resurrection may have that same transforming effect in each of our lives.
主啊，我们祈求这复活的大能同样的也转变我们每一个人的生命。
And that we will live victorious Christian lives through the power of the resurrection.
让我们借着复活的大能，我们做一个得胜的基督徒。
And Lord, by our lives, may we really witness to the resurrection.
主啊，也借着我们的生命，让我们真的能够见证你的复活。
Risen Lord, move in our midst these days.
复活的主啊，求主在这些日子在我们中间做工。
You've brought us together for a purpose.
你带我们到这个地方不是偶然。
Fulfill that purpose in each of our lives, we pray.
愿主的旨意成就在我们每一个人的生命里。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.